The Radio Today program with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Hi, I'm Trevor Dan. For this podcast, I've come to Golden Square, a pleasant leafy part of London close to Piccadilly Circus at the southern end of Soho. That striking six-storey Georgian block in the corner is number one Golden Square, an iconic building in the story of British radio. It was the home of the original Virgin Radio, which became Absolute, and then 3 years ago, when Bauer Media bought the Absolute stations, they moved their own national brands in there too. So at the invitation of Steve Parkinson, Bauer's Group Managing Director of National Radio, we're here to have a good old look round and see how well the merged operation is working. Our guide is the always effervescent head of content for the Absolute stations, Paul Sylvester.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Trevor. Welcome to One Golden Square.
Thank you very much indeed. How many radio stations have you got in here now?
Oh, we have so many, whether it's the Absolute stations, the Magic stations, the Kiss stations, Planet Rock, Kerrang, Heat, and obviously act as a London hub for the Bauer City network. So far too many to even count nowadays.
So where do we start?
Let's start in reception. You know, when Bauer bought Absolute and decided to move everyone into One Golden Square, the whole building had a refit and looks a lot different to when it was just Absolute Radio in here. But as you can see, it's a really busy place. It's a place, you know, clients are here, we've got guests here, so it's always busy. And clearly somebody famous is about to walk in because of the crowds outside. So let's us go to the basement.
I thought it was for me, but there's someone else. So you're, as we walk down there, you're the content director. Is there a difference between that job and the old programme controller kind of title?
I think because obviously in the past radio was all about programmes, and actually radio is far more than just the programmes now. Obviously what comes out the speakers is always going to be the most important bit, but obviously what happens is we're looking at the content that we can make that doesn't just sit on the radio, but is all about the video content we make, the social content that we make, and it's about making sure that all of that all fits together to reflect what the audience wants in 2016.
So here we are in the basement. Now, I remember this when it was Absolute, I think. I think I came down to see Clive Dickens back in the day. So it's certainly lighter.
It's certainly a lot lighter. So, yeah, this was where we did lots of our football programmes and our late-night programmes down here. But actually, where we are now is all where Kiss and the Kiss brand, so Kistry and Kiss Fresh, are based. Also, Heat Radio is based down here. And then we have a dedicated entertainment hub studio. So what we find is that actually people use this studio here, and when we get big guests in, they come here, we base the guest in the studio, and then all of the radio stations all come down and do their interviews in this one studio.
There's a famous person through the glass.
There is Peter Andre.
Amazing.
There you go.
It's Ray Hayday with Peter Andre, and that was Britney Spears with Three. Good old Britney, from the Mickey Mouse Club to a Vegas residency and everything between. She has done so much in her career. We're huge fans of her here on Heat Radio.
Peter actually is a presenter on Heat Radio. So we see Peter around the building. The loveliest, most polite man you would ever wish to meet is Peter Andre. So we use this as a Heat studio, but as I say, so you get the movie stars like Hugh Jackman, like Denzel Washington. They come in here, and because obviously we've got all of these amazing stations and brands all in one place, the Hollywood studios and the big labels bring their acts in, knowing that in the space of an hour and a half they can reach, you know, more than 10 million people by just coming in here. So the celebrity gets to sit in one place and all the radio stations rotate around them.
But that's part of the rationale of all being together, I guess.
Absolutely. It's about sharing resources and making the most of the content that's available to us. And for us, it means that we don't have to go sit in as many hotel lobbies.
So how much refitting did you have to do when Kiss moved in?
Well, let me take you to the end of the corridor and show you the main Kiss studio, because you will see that actually it looks a lot different to the Kiss studios that they had.
Wow.
When they were at Mappin House, but also the studio that used to be here. I mean, this is a radio studio in essence, but obviously you look at the screens on the walls, the logos, the branding, it's making it a radio station and radio studios fit for 2016 in terms of the fact that the video content that we can now shoot in these studios, which for Kiss and for Absolute and for Magic is really, really important, that actually when we're making these videos, they look really good now.
What's going on? It's Alex from Kiss. Today we are joined by Jay Sean.
Yes,
what
bro.
Is going on? You're
all
right?
Good, man. Good.
Good to see you back in the charts, man.
It's great to be back in England. It's good to be back on the charts. Good to be back on radio. It's all good, man.
So what's the din going on in the background? Is that you or is that next door?
No, we're not still building. One of the buildings around the corner is currently being demolished. So yes, the background noise you can hear, which is the most infuriating thing in the world right now, is a building being put down so another one can be put up.
So here's the question about studios then. Do basically all the stations want roughly the same gear?
I mean, obviously there's the basics that everyone needs, but it's the finessing. So obviously the Kiss studios have got decks in them for some of their specialist and late night shows, which you don't necessarily need for Absolute or Magic. But, you know, the basic systems are all there. It's also about making sure there's enough spaces, there's enough access to computers for, you know, for social, for during shows. So this is live at Kiss. So you can see the producer is on social. And so much of the content for Kiss is obviously socially charged and socially optimized. So that's really, really important. But it's a radio studio in essence. It's just one that Andy and Simon and the team at Kiss have been really particular about what they want their look of their brand to be, and rightly so. And as you can see, it looks great.
It does look great. While we walk up to the next floor, tell me about the whole process of adapting to being part of Bowie. You were part of Absolute. You just mentioned that the other guys all moved in here. Mm. Was there friction, or did you all sort of get on immediately?
I think what was great was obviously the Bowie guys wanted to come to Golden Square, and I think Absolute wanted to stay at Golden Square. So actually, you know, once you've got through all of the kind of the boring logistics, what we ended up with was something that absolutely everyone wanted. So in terms of that, no, I think it was a fairly easy decision, and it was a really exciting decision to bring all of the different brands into one place.
It's a better building than Mapping House as well, isn't it?
I wouldn't like to comment. I never had the misfortune. I never had the fortune to work there.
Well, I did, and it wasn't so pleasant. So we're going back up to the ground floor now, which is reception and some offices. The next set of studios are on the first.
Second floor.
Second, right,
so
okay.
I'll show you the offices, and then we'll meet again on the second floor.
Broadcast Bionics, solutions for radio, sponsors the Radio Today programme.
So this is the second floor of Golden Square. What you'll see here are the Magic Studios with the gorgeous Angie Greaves on the radio right now, which kind of tells you what time of day we're doing this.
So much happening music-wise over the summer. We've got the wonderful Carole King and Stevie Wonder. They're going to be in Hyde Park. Not forgetting, of course, the Cornbury Music Festival. You can join Magic at the Cornbury Music Festival for the first time this year.
Also, programmes being recorded for Mellow Magic and Magic Chilled in there. What you will see down here is all of the different production booths. So this is where the imaging guys for all of the different stations all work, all in their little individual booths. But by putting them all together, again, there's that kind of culture of sharing and understanding each of the different brands.
And downstairs we went into the office where you got the Magic people and the Absolute people working on the same floor.
Yeah.
Is there much crossover in between the two?
Absolutely. There's a lot of crossover, actually. And I think that's one of the things that everyone's really pleased about is the fact that here at Golden Square, there's probably more content and resource sharing. And it means that actually the brands aren't siloed into floors. And actually everyone is working across different brands. So you look at Louise in there, who is producing shows for Mellow Magic, is a presenter on Magic Chilled, and also a presenter on Kerrang. And what you're finding from people like Louise, people like Eloise, who we passed on the stairwell, who produces on Absolute Radio Noughties, produces on Magic, Mellow Magic, does the travel for us both, and does social for Absolute. So what we're doing is picking great people and really, really giving them what I hope are great career paths where they can really kind of progress. But
it's a real winner if you can pull that off. I remember from my time at the BBC that really, you know, Radio 1's big enemy seemed to be Radio 2, not the commercial opposition. It's quite easy, isn't it, to get those kind of little hostilities and that bit of friction growing. And if you can stop that and, in fact, make it better by making people work together, that's a big win.
Well, it's about sharing the ideas and sharing the things that have worked both for Bauer before they bought Absolute, but also sharing the things that they loved about Absolute, which made Bauer want to buy us. So you also see people like Tony Morey, who is now the group content director for both Absolute and Magic, Claire Baker, who was at Absolute, who's now also the group marketing director across all of our national brands as well. So what it's allowed us all to do is create a culture of good people doing really well and having a consistency, but also having the ability to share ideas.
It's a small thing, but isn't it nice to be on the radio and look out the window and see potential listeners?
I think the One Golden Square location is one of the greatest radio locations in the world. And certainly, you know, having come from an Absolute background of that third floor studio, that window onto the world is such a, not only do you look out onto London, but you look out onto the real world, as you say. And that makes it really important, especially for shows like Breakfast and Drive and Evening, just to get that sense of day, to understand when people are moving, how they're moving, what they're doing. And again, it's just the sunlight, the daytime, it does change how you feel.
Where to now?
Let's go to the third floor and have a look at Absolute.
Queen, You're My Best Friend, it's Absolute Radio. Now, what we're going to do to mark our Queen's 90th birthday tomorrow, we're going to play some of your favourite Queen songs throughout the day. So tomorrow, stand by, have a think overnight and get ready to tell us your favourite Queen song. Maybe it's one you don't hear very often. Let us know.
So welcome to the third floor. Are you out of breath?
I am out of breath, but that's because I'm an elderly man.
So what we've got on the third floor is Absolute Radio's main studio, also the production and news gallery through there. So what is exciting is Absolute's going to get a new studio later on in the year. So we're just working on the plans for that, which will be the first refit in 8 years. So we're really excited about kind of creating a new environment for Absolute Radio in terms of the studio.
And when you're thinking about the refit, Paul, what's going to change? You know, in a 2016 radio studio, what's going to be different from what was installed when this was built?
Come back later in the year and I'll tell you. We're working on the plans at the moment. It's gonna, you know, obviously what's most important in a radio studio, making it the best possible environment for radio presenters to do their job and radio producers to do their job. So at the heart of it is the radio, but there'll be a few surprises thrown in along the way.
Excellent. What else happens down here then?
So down here on your left is Darren, who's doing Planet Rock afternoon show. This is obviously the studio we use when we're doing all of our events and sessions, which kind of brings us to, again, I still haven't got to the bottom of why we call it the Absolute Radio Zoo or the Bauer Zoo, but we do still call it the zoo.
It's the coffee bar, isn't it?
It's basically the place where everyone gathers, so lunch times. It's also a meeting room space. It's also probably most used now for our events and sessions. So you look at, again, when Bauer bought Absolute and when Bauer moved into One Golden Square, a lot of money went into making this space a better performance space. Now, it also has to be a multifunctional space. That means if KISS wants to do a session, it works for them. If Magic wants to do a session, or Planet Rock, or Kerrang, or whoever, that it looks good, it feels good, and, you know, is a space that when you're making the content, the video content, that actually it really works.
Because you've got to think video, really, when you're doing those sessions now, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely, because I think, you know, when you create those moments, they are a moment on the radio, but it's about the long tail. That's effectively an amazing way to market your radio station and market your credibilities as a radio station, with the kind of videos of the acts, whether it's the videos of the interviews. So we used the zoo when Jeff Lloyd did all of the political leader interviews last year ahead of the general election. And it does create a different atmosphere. And again, the way you use the screens, all the lighting is all changeable. So you can have the Absolute Radio purple, the Magic blue, the Planet Rock red. You can make sure that this space works in a very simple way for all of the different brands, getting across all of their different identities.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
So this is the top floor.
Yeah.
What happens here?
We've made it to the sixth floor. So on the sixth floor, you have some of our support teams. You also have our entertainment hub. And if we come in here, you can go and say hello to Steve Parkinson.
I know that face, Steve Parkinson. How the hell are you? So you're director for all of this Bauer stuff.
I've got Absolute Radio blaring today, but yes, we've got six brands that you've probably seen: Absolute, Magic, KISS, Planet Rock, Heat, Kerrang. So 150 people squished into our TARDIS.
And how sort of top down is Bauer in terms of you're in London and a lot of it is in other places in the UK?
So our six national brands are all in Golden Square, and then obviously our local stations, which is part of the Bauer City network, are all in the towns and cities that they're proud to broadcast to and from. So we've got the national strategy out of London, and then our local strategy is run ultimately by Graham Bryce, who lives in Edinburgh but spends his time going between Manchester, Aberdeen, Leeds and everywhere else.
Paul was saying how interesting it's been getting people who ostensibly come from different backgrounds, so KISS people working with Kerrang people or Mellow Magic people working with Absolute people, and how you're getting some real wins from that. I was wondering how this works in terms of the outside world and the agencies and your potential advertisers. Because back in my EMAP days, it was a real struggle to get the magazines and the radio and the television all to work together and to get the agencies to understand that they were trying to work together. Mm-hmm. Is that an easier thing to get across now?
Yeah, I suppose there's two things there. One is, for the last couple of years, we've been talking about One Bauer Media, which isn't a strategy, but it's a thinking that way. So now that we've got Heat Magazine, Heat Radio, or Kerrang as a magazine, a TV channel, radio, it's making sure that they're thinking about the consumer. And whether you're a listener, a reader, or a TV viewer, or you're online, or at one of our events, it's making sure that that brand meets what they want. Whereas perhaps 15, 20 years ago, it was radio did their thing, TV.
Well, I don't think agencies got it, did they?
No, no.
Maybe they do now because 15 years has passed and there are younger people working there who get that kind of multi-platform thing.
And I think now that devices are merging into, whether it's your phone that is the radio and the TV and where you want to listen, watch, hear, share, discover and all the rest of it, then I think they're obviously the world has changed a lot, I guess, Mr. Dan.
Steve, you've got a few radio stations to run. We'll let you carry on doing that.
Well,
and
I
think Paul's going to take me down for a cuppa.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of the tour.
Thank you, Steve. I like two things about this building very much.
I'm glad it's two. I'd have liked it to be more, Trevor.
Particularly, I like the carpet. I know that sounds old-fashioned, but floorboards are just so noughties.
I don't really think there's an answer to that point, but good.
Everywhere sounds all right.
Good.
I like that. But I also like the heritage feel to it. It is an old building, and you haven't just gutted it and destroyed it.
Oh, I think that was one of the things that we all wanted to maintain. This place has got stories. This place has got heritage, but it's got radio heritage as well. And it's a beautiful building. And actually, none of us wanted to destroy that or destroy the essence of the personality of One Golden Square, because that's what everyone loved about it. So why would you come in and rip it all out?
What we're going to do now is pause and have this week's news with Stuart Clarkson, and then I'm going to come back and ask you about a couple of your press releases, because Johnny the comms man is here, and if I don't, I will get thrown out of that window. Here is Stuart.
Thanks, Trevor. Lots of tributes have been paid this week to the voiceover and presenter Phil Sayer, who's died aged 62. Phil worked for many stations in the northwest of England, including Piccadilly, Red Rose, GMR, Smooth and Tower FM. He was also famous, of course, for being the voice of railway station announcements and for warning us to mind the gap on the London Underground. Our thoughts are with his family. He'll be greatly missed in the industry. There's been speculation this week about Orion Media, which operates the Free Radio and Gem stations in the Midlands. A report suggests the group is looking for a buyer, with Bauer, Wireless Group and possibly Global interested in a deal. The company is said to be worth around £40 to £50 million. Planet Rock and Absolute Radio have gone from the Digital One multiplex this week, leaving some listeners unhappy. The two Bauer stations are on the second national multiplex from SDL now, meaning coverage is down to just under 80% of UK households, and areas now including the West Country and the East of England have lost the services from their DAB radios. Global has begun marketing for its Capital London breakfast show. Dave Berry was quietly joined by Union J singer George Shelley and presenter Lila Parsons at the start of the year, and new adverts have just gone live around London featuring the strapline, A Seriously Hot Breakfast. Congratulations to Five Lives' John Pienaar, who's just taken over as the BBC's deputy political editor. He'll continue to present his Sunday morning programme on Five Live alongside his new wider role at Milbank. And Johnny Vaughan is going 7 days a week on Radio X as part of the new weekend schedule announced this week. He'll do a sports show called The Kickabout on Saturdays from 11, while the Best of His Drive Time show goes out on Sunday mornings 8 till 11. The Best of the Chris Moyle show is new to Saturday mornings, while Sun journalist Gordon Smart, who used to do a show on XFM, you might remember, he returns to Leicester Square for a new Sunday afternoon show on Radio X. And those are this week's top stories from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson.
Your best content, shareable and discoverable on any platform. Oasis from Broadcast Bionics helps you build a closer relationship with your listeners. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk.
Thank you, Stuart. So, Paul Sylvester, back here at One Golden Square, content director. Tell me about InStream and how that's developing at the moment.
I think InStream is one of the most exciting things in radio. And I think, you know, again, it was something that we launched and trialled and experimented with Absolute Radio. InStream is about, on Absolute Radio, giving people fewer adverts and more music. So if you listen to us online through your PC, your mobile, you know, however you listen online, if you log in with a free account, then actually we know a little bit about you. We don't know too much. It's not invasive. We know your age. We know your gender. We know where you are. Not at that moment. And we can target the commercial messaging around you. Now, obviously, that's important to us. It's really important to our clients and is becoming more and more important to clients to be able to target the audience. And then what we say is, well, for that, because we've delivered you those in-stream ads, we'll give you more songs. And that's how we launched it with Absolute. And over 50% of Absolute's online listening is now logged in, which is a really, really incredible thing. And we've had instances in the past where people have said, what happened to that booking? Did that client never book the campaign? And we go, no, it did. It's just you're over 40 and they want to target under 40s. Clive Dickens.
And you're expanding this now to some of the other stations.
Absolutely. That's starting to be used elsewhere across Bauer. And I think what it does for the listeners is it gives them a richer experience in terms of what they're doing. And we can target them commercial content that is just far more relevant to them. And it doesn't have to be, you know, spot advertising. It can be branded content. You can also lead it on to be visualized as well. So I think it's a really, really exciting thing that, again, that Bauer has seen something that's worked and taken it and used it elsewhere.
Tell me about your new request show, which you've sort of reinvented.
Absolutely. So, I mean,
By the way, I love the way you say absolutely.
Sorry, no.
It's very good branding, excellent on-message stuff there.
Always on brand. So we launched a request show last year in the summer, and we launched it on a Sunday night between 6 and 8, and we were looking for a host, and I met the lovely Claire Sturgis, who is without doubt radio royalty, and I adore the woman to bits. She's brilliant at what she does. And we said to her, how do you fancy having a blank piece of paper for 2 hours and just getting people on the radio to pick their songs? And, you know, she was obviously worried, are people going to call? Are they going to text? Are they going to tweet? And we've been so overwhelmed by the request show. And it is a proper request show. It's not a request show like you sometimes hear, where actually only one song an hour is actually requested. There is no music planned. And it's now the most socially engaged show on the radio station. The response is incredible. And I'm a big fan of, while things like InStream and moving radio forward digitally and using technology, let's be really honest. What do the audience really want and what do they love? They love hearing their name on the radio and their song. It was the thing when my mum had a birthday request when I was 6 or 7, and that song was played by Ken Bruce on Radio 2. And I saw the emotional connection that my mum had with hearing that. And it was that moment when Ken Bruce read out her name at 10 past 10 that made me go, God, this thing's really powerful. Radio is amazing. And so it was one of the reasons why I wanted to bring it back, to make sure that everyone had that moment where they could hear their name on the radio.
One final thing, Paul. Radio Centre has put out another one of its promulgations about how the BBC should be more distinctive. Radio 1 has said it's going to play more UK music. Do you care much what the BBC does anymore, or do you really think about the commercial radio world as a discrete operation?
I don't think you can just think about commercial radio. I think you have to think about radio as a whole. And I think what's really, really exciting at the moment is the fact that radio is on the agenda. More and more people are talking about radio right now than they ever have. Whether that's the launch of the D2 stations, whether that's the personalities involved in radio, there's more choice for the listener. The listener will be the ultimate judge of who is right and who is wrong. And I think we should all seize this moment, because it is a real moment for radio, where, you know, we're going to flourish. Everyone's going to concentrate on what they're doing. Obviously, you look at what other people are doing, but, you know, I'm concentrating on what Absolute Radio is doing, you know, across the UK, and developing more and more, hopefully, exciting and engaging things for the audience. But I think right now, radio is in the rudest health it can possibly be.
Paul Sylvester, thank you for talking to the Radio Today programme.
A pleasure.
You've been its star this week.
Oh, well, to be fair, if it's you and Stuart Clarkson, that it wasn't that high a bar.
Thank you very much for that. Here's David Lloyd's radio moments.
Oh, now we're talking. Mrs. Lloyd's on.
100 years of radio. Radio moments.
It's 10 years exactly since Ed Stewart's final regular show on Radio 2.
I've been surprised at the depth of feeling expressed by yourselves in my leaving. Well, it's touched me and it's astounded me, but not entirely surprised me, because there's such a love of the type of music I've been playing at your request over the years that I can imagine that you're disappointed and in many cases devastated at its demise. But being an optimistic sort of person myself, well, it's been a wonderful 39 years with its ups and downs here at the Beeb.
The last regular Ed Stewart show on Radio 2 this week in 2006. He'd been on there and off there since 1968. Ed died, of course, just a few months ago, and I suspect he would have been touched and astounded about what people said then, too. In commercial radio, it's 12 years since Johnny Vaughan took over Capital London Breakfast.
They've got a good wedge on them, a massive heel, a gold zip up the back, and a sort of almost like a Roman sandal kind of bands over them that's elastic with a suede behind it. They're black, and they are, I have to say, one of the sexiest shoes I've ever seen, and I'm a shoe man.
That's a real thank you.
And they really are quite outstanding. They beat the Alexander McQueen, you know, the shoe with the peep toe love heart in it, with the pink underside, which is, I have to say, a very sexy shoe.
Johnny Vaughan, who dipped his toe in the Capital waters this week in 2004. And staying in commercial radio, what's this launching this week 32 years ago?
I'm Roger Brooks, and as managing and programme director of Viking Radio, it's my great thrill and privilege to welcome you to the most exciting event to happen in this area for a long time, the birth of a new radio station. Over the past year, the board of Viking Radio have brought together a team of professional broadcasters and supporting staff to ensure that this new radio station is comprehensive, entertaining and informative.
That's Cool and the Gang in celebration, and let me tell you, it's a real celebration here this morning. Good morning, this is David Fuster welcoming you to Viking Breakfast. It's my privilege and pleasure to be with you each morning between 7 and 10, and coming up in the next 30 minutes, we'll be looking at the latest travel and traffic news, playing our very first Viking competition, that's Treasure Trail. We'll also be keeping you in the know with all the local happenings, and of course playing some great music as well. 16 minutes past 7, and here's some of that good music with Boy George and Culture Club.
Happy birthday, Viking. Few radio trends from America affect us too much here, thankfully, but a station that we looked at with a deal of interest arrived in New York this week in 1965.
Here is WINS General Manager Joel Chaseman.
WINS has become the first and only radio station in the New York region to present a continuing all-news service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, news is at your fingertips whenever you want it.
From the WINS News Center, this is Jim Gordon.
The News Watch never stops. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
10-10 Winds, launching the all-news format in New York this week in 1965. And when Chrysalis relaunched LBC in 2002, they went across there to learn more. It's 16 years now since the final Alan Freeman Pick of the Pops on Radio 2.
October 1998, Believe, Cher. February 1999, Maria from Blondie. February 2000, Rise from Gabrielle. And don't forget to join Dale Winton for the normal Pick of the Pops tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Radio 2. Ta-ra. On 88 to 91 FM Radio 2 from the BBC.
What a performer. Alan Freeman with his last Pick of the Pops. It was a special this week in 2000. The programme, of course, now continues with Tony Blackburn. This week in 1930, it was Good Friday, and a tale emerged at the BBC, which is still told to this day.
The government didn't tell BBC News what to broadcast, but certainly there was an accepted mode about what the public should hear about. And obviously, on that day, that accepted mode and convention meant that there was nothing of significance that the public was meant to hear.
So, as a result, there was an announcement saying there was no news, and 10 minutes of piano music followed. No one has recordings and no one can prove it, but let's not let that all get in the way. This week last year, we lost Richard Wheatley.
Nobody really agrees what jazz is, so that's part of your problem, part of your opportunity, but it does mean it's a very, very broad church. So our job is to play music that will delight a very wide audience. And so we don't have a playlist as such. A lot of our music is hand-picked by presenters who are our stars. They know the music.
Richard Wheatley, Mr. Jazz FM, who died this week last year. So with Chris Evans rehabilitated in radio on Radio 2 Drive this week 10 years ago.
For it's going to be a long but pleasant ride, I promise.
The first helper London child on Capital this week 40 years ago. Jamie Theakston replacing John O'Coleman on Hard London Breakfast 11 years ago.
We've come backstage to give you a bit of a rub down.
Mike Reed ending his stint on Radio 1 Breakfast 30 years ago.
That's it, thanks very much.
Pete Murray voted BBC Radio Personality of the Year 40 years ago.
And the only hours we had were the ones that were when the French didn't want them.
And famous Dutch pirate Radio Veronica beginning broadcast 56 years ago.
Come on and sail away. Today.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.
Thank you, David Lloyd, and big thanks also this week to Paul Sylvester, Steve Parkinson and Johnny Silver at Bauer Media, to Hayley Hayes, our researcher, and of course you for listening. This has been a TDC production. See you next time.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.